the Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Time for Am I Wrong? Justine is here. Hello, Justine.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
Hey.
Justine, thanks for wanting to be on. What's the situation? What do you think you may or may not be wrong about?
Okay, well, one of my girlfriends is getting married. Typical bridezilla. Sorry, just kidding.
Oh.
But I'm in the wedding party, and she had a bridal shower.
Uh-huh.
So that was cool. I got this really cute dress. The background is white. So it's white, but hear me out. It has huge pink flowers, like greenery on it, you know, some sequins. And I show up, and immediately she's like, "Are you kidding me?" And I had no idea what she was talking about. I was like, "What's going on?" And she's like, "You wore white." I was like, "Honey, this is the background's white, but it's got pink flowers, like it's got a print on it. Like it's not like I showed up in an all white dress." But she was so pissed, and she's not letting it go. And so I really want to know, am I wrong? Like, yes, the background was white, but seriously, it had these huge pink flowers. Like it was not all white.
Wait, this was the wedding or the bridal shower?
No, the bridal shower.
Are you not supposed to wear white to a bridal shower either?
Well, apparently, but I mean, it wasn't an all-white dress.
I feel like you shouldn't, because it's like white is for the bride.
But on the wedding day, I thought that on the bridal shower.
But regardless, it's a party for the bride, so you wouldn't want to, like, even if you're like second-guessing it, you probably shouldn't wear it.
But aren't you just all going out and getting drunk and, like, you know.
A bridal shower? No, it's
eating
like at somebody's house.
Oh, I'm thinking of the bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah,
I'm getting
no, it wasn't the bachelorette party.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting
the bridal shower. It was at her house, you know. There was a lot of good food.
Okay.
And, you know, some drinks. It was nothing crazy, though.
Yeah. All right, let's go. What's your friend's name besides Bridezilla?
Danielle.
Danielle. All right, let's call Danielle and find out what's up.
Hello?
Danielle?
Yes.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
What?
That's Spanish for hello. How are you?
Yeah, why are you doing that, though?
Hi. I'm good. Who is this?
Oh, Danielle, my name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with mi amiga, Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Hi, Danielle.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hey. We also have your friend Justine on the phone.
Hey. Hi, Danielle.
She told us about the dress that she wore to your bridal shower, how you were super annoyed that it was white and long and too much.
And white.
Right. I said that.
Yeah.
white and long.
And it was a white dress, I'd like to point out. And I'm the bride and she's not.
And had flowers or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Danielle, let me. Pardon me for being a dude, but is it inappropriate to wear white to a bridal shower as well, or is it just the wedding?
To everything. If you're not the bride, it's a bridal shower.
Yeah,
you it's for the bride. You don't wear white.
Right.
You can wear any other color you want, but why you gotta wear white?
If you look at the pictures. Okay, you're wearing a white dress, and I'm wearing a dress that has white in it. Like, what? Is white completely off limits? Like, it wasn't a white dress. I feel like there's just as much pink, if not more, in it.
Oh, my gosh. No, well, it is a white dress, and now, forever and ever, I'm going to look at my pictures, and everyone's like, oh, look at you in your bridal dress, and look at your friend also in a white dress. I got that forever. In every picture, for the rest of my life, and I'm flipping through, and I'm going to see that and get upset all over again. I mean,
okay. All right. Hang on one second. Don't go anywhere, you two. Justine went to Danielle's bridal shower, and she wore a white dress. Horror of horrors. It had pink flowers? Is that right, Justine?
Yes, huge pink flowers. There was greenery on it. Yes.
So you're claiming it wasn't like a straight white, I'm the bride type dress.
No, of course not.
All right. And Danielle, you're saying it was inappropriate even for just the bridal shower for her to wear that.
Yeah, it was a mostly white dress.
Okay. And you hate her now.
I don't hate her, but...
Can she still come to the wedding, I guess, is my question.
Right.
Yeah.
She can.
Okay, just don't wear white, yeah.
She's good.
All right, hang on one second. 340-9595. Hey, Jamie from Lake City. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. What do you want to say, Jamie?
I wanted to say that that bride is absolutely out of her mind. I mean,
she's a bride. She's not thinking straight.
She should spend more time worrying about her impending marriage than what her friend wore. I mean, like, her priorities are a little bit off. With the divorce rates in America, you know what I'm saying?
Well, if her husband wore white, that would definitely be true.
If that's what they're into, I don't judge on that part. But, you know, there are more important things in life than whether or not your friend wore a dress to some kind of weird, you know, sandwich party that had white in it.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate
it. Is that what bridal showers are? No, thank you.
I don't know, but a sandwich party sounds awesome. I'm going to be honest with you. Teresa from the South Side, how are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Good. Is it, who was wrong? Was she wrong for wearing a white dress with flowers on it to the bridal shower?
No, I think not. I would be more offended if somebody wore black.
I didn't even know the bridal shower. Like, I know the wedding, you're not supposed to wear white, but I didn't know the bridal shower was a thing, too. Is that, like, new, or is that a common...
The bridal shower in general?
Or... I mean, I know that they have them.
I feel like that's general.
But I didn't know you couldn't wear white to the... Like, does the bride wear white to the bridal shower?
Yes.
Some of them do. My daughter's getting married here in 2 months, and she's going to wear white to hers, or she's contemplating... But the thing about it is it's not like it's an all-white dress. I don't think it was meant out of any disrespect or anything. It was just probably a really nice dress.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's silly to let that dictate anything of how you feel.
All right.
When you look at your pictures, you still see yourself. I mean, people are looking at you with your friends or, you know. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
I personally probably wouldn't care, but I also don't even want to have a bridal shower, period.
So also, I'm not even engaged.
Okay. Well, I'm saying one day when I am, I just don't think that is like a big deal.
Okay, cool. Cynthia from the West Side.
You're such a jerk.
Well, I'm just saying you're not.
Okay, but like I'm still allowed to think about it being a possibility. Just because I'm not engaged doesn't mean that I'm not going to have that one day.
No, I got it. But before you worry about what you're wearing to your bridal shower,
I'm just saying if it were me, I wouldn't care. I don't know why that's a bad thing to say.
All right, you're getting all testy.
Let's
move on. Cynthia.
Good Lord.
Cynthia from the West Side. How are you?
Good. How are y'all?
Good. What do you think?
I actually am on the friend side this time. I believe, I do understand that the wedding is the bride's day and everything like that, but it's a new century. I mean, come on. I mean, men are allowed to use the women's restroom, and if you want to get all technicality and all traditional about wedding, technically, white is for virgins. So if
that's true.
A bride is getting married, technically, back in the day, if you were a virgin, you were allowed to wear white. If you're not a virgin, you don't wear white.
Yeah.
So what's the big deal about her friend wearing a white dress with big old pink?
And some people don't even wear white as their wedding dress.
Right.
So it doesn't need...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
And some virgins wear black. So there you go.
First of all, I just want to say how entertaining you guys are, and I absolutely love you. I used to work in the radio industry, so I'm really picky about my morning show, and you guys are the best.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Well, thanks so much. We really appreciate it, man. We do. That's very nice of you to say. What'd you want to say about this bride and her friend and the white dress with the flowers on it?
So it's a little upsetting to me because I've moved around a lot. I married a man in the military, so we didn't have a lot of people, you know, that could come to my bridal shower or any of that. And I actually couldn't even get people to come to my bridal shower. So I feel that it's very rude for her to even say anything about what she's wearing. Like, who cares? She's supporting you. She's supporting your future husband, and that's what matters. Because nowadays, true friends are really, really hard to find. So,
in my
opinion, she was way out of line.
So just be happy that she showed up wearing anything at all.
Exactly. I mean, she could have showed up in her birthday suit and ruined the whole party.
I don't know if that would ruin the whole party. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, it probably would.
Oh.
Let's be honest.
Well, it's been not my parties, but anyway.
It depends on what games they play.
I didn't know.
Maybe your bridal shower wasn't like that, Mark.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. I didn't have a bridal shower. I had a sandwich party.
Yeah.
This is Dana from Fleming Island. How are you, Dana?
Good. How are you?
Good. What'd you want to say?
That bride is like a bridezilla. She's off her rocker.
She's off a rocker.
I've been married for 13 years. I hardly look at my wedding pictures, let alone my bridal shower pictures.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, who really goes back and looks at their bridal shower pictures?
And if that's the worst thing in her life, that a white dress ruins her life and makes her mad every time, I really want that life. That's a really easy life.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Wendy from Orange Park.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Wendy. What do you want to say?
I would like to take the side of the friend in the dress, and I have a great example from my wedding.
Okay.
We had a destination wedding, and 2 days before we left to go, my best friend and maid of honor called and said she couldn't come because her grandmother was dying. And I felt horrible and sad for her, but I understood why she couldn't come.
Sure.
And then the morning of my wedding, as I was getting my hair and makeup done, she came. She paid for a last-minute ticket to fly in for 1 day. But then she said, the good news is I'm here. The bad news is I forgot to bring my dress. So we went to the gift shop downstairs at this tacky hotel, and she found this super crazy tacky dress. And every time I look at my pictures, I just remember that she was there for me.
Right. But the dress wasn't white, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what she wore. She was my friend, and she made an effort to be there, and I felt the same about everybody who attended my wedding, no matter what they wore.
But what if
I thought you were going to say you were annoyed she wore a tacky dress.
Oh, no. Not annoyed at all. I was just so happy she was there. At first, I was a little annoyed she forgot her dress because I thought, oh, my goodness. But then I remembered the effort that she was going to be there for me.
Right.
And anybody who comes to the wedding is there to be there for you and to celebrate your day.
No, that is true, Wendy. That is true. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. But you know, if the only dress in that gift shop were white, she'd have been like, just come in sweats.
Just wear jeans. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.